This week, the release of thousands of documents from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein sparking renewed questions about the sex offender's relationship with the president.
Jeffrey Epstein and I had a very bad relationship for many years.
And now Trump is trying to shift the focus to Democrats. In an extraordinarily rare move, a president now publicly ordering his attorney general, Pam Bondi, and the FBI to investigate Jeffrey Epstein, but only his relationship with prominent Democrats. Bondi wasting no time complying, appointing U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton, saying the department will pursue this with urgency and integrity. Those emails, part of some 20,000 documents released by the House Oversight Committee this week, many of which mention Trump. In a 2017 email, Epstein writing, "I have met some very bad people, none as bad as Trump, not one decent cell in his body. So yes, dangerous." Shortly after Trump launched his presidential campaign in 2015, Epstein told at least one reporter that he had dirt on Trump and was willing to share. In a 2018 text to an unidentified person, Epstein writing, "I am the one who is able to take him down." Trump has denied any wrongdoing, but he has refused to release the full FBI files on Epstein, and now a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to force him to. Trump, clearly furious, going on a tirade against one of his closest allies, Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of four Republicans who joined Democrats to force a vote on releasing the Epstein files. The president calling her Marjorie Traitor Greene, labeling her a lightweight who betrayed the entire Republican Party, and announcing he's withdrawing his support and endorsement of her.